So we decided that, what are we doing here? I forgot.
We are going to memorialize the great Gary Coleman.
Oh, yes. That's true.
And we would encourage you, our orphanage P1, to give us a call at 214-787-1310 and share your favorite Gary Coleman memory.
Now, what exactly would a Gary Coleman memory entail? Like your favorite episode of Different Strokes? Because other than that, really, what's your affiliation with GC?
I don't know. Wasn't he in Dude, Where's My Car?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I think he was in a Simpsons episode.
I guess I could versus mascots.
Guess I could pull up his IMDb page and go down his list of TV credits.
You know, when I was a young lad watching that TV show, because that was my
go to TV night when it was Saturday nights, and it was Different Strokes and Facts of Life, and then The Love Boat.
Right. Anyway,
sorry,
I was the same age as Gary Coleman.
Yeah, he was born in 68.
Right. And if you'd have told me back then that in, whatever, 30 years or... When was that show? What was that show's run? Like late 70s to early 80s?
It was on for six seasons, 80 to 86.
80 to 86. Okay, obviously I quit watching it towards the end.
And but it was one of those rare sitcoms that jumped networks. I guess it went eight seasons, so 78 to 86.
So 78, it did start in 78.
Six seasons on NBC, and then it jumped to ABC for the last two.
So as a 10-year-old watching this show, if you'd have told me in 32 years that the surviving members of Different Strokes would be Conrad Bain and Mrs. Garrett, both of which are still alive.
Well, Todd Bridges is still alive, too.
Mainly them. But if you'd have told me that Conrad Bain and Mrs. Garrett, well, I can't remember her name, Margaret Penis, what is it?
Charlotte Ray.
Charlotte Ray.
That is not, yep, that is not even so close. Margaret Penis.
I meant Charlotte Ray. If you would have told me that those two would be alive in the year 2010, but Arnold and
Dana Plato
would be dead. And Dana Plato's been dead for damn near a decade, right?
I think she died in 99, killed herself.
Her son just died, too.
Yeah, he killed himself. Yeah. He was a 25-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Killed himself this week.
Because he couldn't stand to watch Gary Coleman die?
I don't know. I doubt that. He probably was troubled. Look at his mother. She was a wreck. But just sad.
Was she into crack? What was she into?
No, she was into drugs and stealing and...
Porno.
Posing naked.
She did the Playboys.
Did anyone really want to see Dana Plato naked?
I want to see everybody naked. Just to see.
By the way...
I want to see you naked. I think that'd be awesome.
I think you'd change your mind pretty quickly.
Go ahead, though.
Gary Coleman, by the way, I'm just looking down his
credentials,
his IMDb curriculum vitae, and he was in Curse of Monkey Island in 1997.
What year? 97?
Mm-hmm.
What island?
The Curse of Monkey Island.
Huh. Why'd you read that one?
I don't know. He was also in an episode of Homeboys in Outer Space.
Who wasn't? That was a star-studded cast. That's one of those movies, like one of those Altman films where they just get all of the Hollywood A-listers together and you think it's going to be a great film because it's overcast, but it actually sucks.
By the way, did you know that he made...
Cameron Diaz, Ben Affleck, Brad Pitt.
Did you know
Owen Wilson.
He made
Robert De Niro.
Shut up.
Kathy Bates. Gary Coleman.
Oh my God.
In Island of Monkeys.
He made the trifecta of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Martin, and 227. He did guest spots on all three.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Kyle in Fort Worth. Less of us and more of you is a good thing, Kyle. So bring the passion.
My favorite Gary Coleman moment.
Go ahead.
Do you remember when he said that? What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Man.
That is a good one. I completely forgot about that.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
No problem.
All right, man. Later, brah. That was a good one.
Man, I don't know if that can be topped.
Well, let's try with Steve in Mesquite.
Hey, Daily on the Why Today Doesn't Suck chat on the Unticket. We were actually talking about Gary Coleman. I closed out Screenless yesterday with Bob and Dan, but I was thinking more about Gary and my memories of him.
All right, let's hear some.
And, I'm looking forward to the marathon they're going to do with Different Strokes, because I imagine they're going to close with a very special Different Strokes where Arnold gets molested by the bicycle shop owner.
Now, that actually, that was an episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did
anyone, what's the one episode they remember? And that's always it.
Well, was he actually molested, or was there threat of molestation?
I think he showed him dirty movie, cartoon movies, like a weird mouse or something.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, he took him, like, in a back room and showed him dirty movies. Yeah, that was pretty hard-hitting for the time, man.
And then did Conrad Bain lecture the, like, in shake voice, lecture the bicycle shop owner?
No, they arrested the bicycle shop owner, didn't they?
He had a charmed but short life. It's going to be a short funeral, actually. Some say he died of several different strokes.
Instead of just one?
By the way, he suffered a brain hemorrhage on Wednesday, and then yesterday the family decided to turn off life support, and he died at 1:05 Dallas time yesterday.
Now, there was a debate as whether or not this movie was going to come out seriously, called Midgets and Mascots, where he actually has a nude scene.
I've got that DVD on my desk.
Yeah.
Has anybody up here actually watched that bag of crap?
You know, like you said, you want to see people naked?
Yeah.
I'm in to see Arnold naked.
Yeah, I'd like to see Arnold. I mean, alive Arnold, not dirty dead Arnold.
Yeah, opposed to the dead... rotting corpse of General Gary Coleman.
All right. Stay classy.
Hey, I listen every weekend. I love you.
I love you. Hello, Boyd from Grand Prairie.
Hello, Saturday morning fun bunch. How's it going? It's
We're wonderful. Just having a fun bunch lunch from Dairy Queen. Remember those?
All right.
You got it was like a little hamburger and fries and a drink, and you got a prize with it.
Well, the
it was
prize
a fun bunch
hard.
Lunch. I'm not kidding.
Sounds like a happy meal.
Gary Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Gary Coleman moment has to be when he was in that TV show with a bunch of other halfway superstar, not superstars anymore, when he got so drunk and he fell down and was like, all right. You know?
No, you're thinking of Vern Troyer.
What?
That's the white Gary Coleman. You're confused, sir. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the ticket.
Hello, Jay.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Remember the episode where Gary Coleman got stuck on the balcony ledge and they stretched it out for like 3 weeks?
It was a cliffhanger?
Yeah, he was like, who's going to get Gary off the ledge? And everybody was trying, and then the wind would blow, and then somebody had to go back in, and then they'd have to get somebody else to try. And I don't know how he finally got off.
Why was he wanting to kill himself? What a troubled young man.
There was something on the ledge that I think he went to go get.
And he got, and he went out there and froze, right?
Yeah, and then they're like, don't look down.
That's right, that's right.
Looks down. That was a crazy episode.
Yeah, and that one did last. They cliff hung that one like 3 weeks. You're right. Yeah.
If you had to guess, how tall would you say Gary Coleman was?
I would say 4'8".
You are on the button.
Really?
Yep.
Well, son of a bitch.
His growth was stunted as a child by dialysis because he was
diabetic.
He was born with failing kidneys.
He was diabetic with kidneys?
And he had two kidney transplants by the age of 14. Did you know that?
Wow, two?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. He couldn't help it.
And before you take another call, let me share one quick local tie.
Nope. Hi, Todd. You're on the ticket.
Good morning, fine gentlemen.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
What's your favorite Gary Coleman moment?
Well, it's funny you ask that, Danny, because I have kind of a deep question for you before I answer that.
Oh wow.
Dear. How many regular memories do you have of Gary Coleman before you arrive at a favorite?
That's, it's completely subjective.
I think if you have one, and then that automatically is your favorite.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's... what I was kind of getting at, you know? I mean, I have a memory of Gary Coleman, but I don't know that it's my favorite.
Well, if it's your only, then it's the best one.
I have favorite Tiger moments. I don't have favorite Gary Coleman moments.
Well, why do you have to dance on his grave, then?
Why do you hate Gary Coleman?
You're flawed.
You're racist.
Mainly because he's short.
Because he's short?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm tall.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, let me share the local.
All right, go ahead. Thanks for calling, Ted.
Don't you damn call again here!
You know, the Broadway show Avenue Q is at the Winspear Opera House here in Dallas.
I didn't know that, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, anyway, there's a character in Avenue Q called Gary Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
He is based on, of course, Gary Coleman. He's portrayed as sinking so low financially that he's the apartment superintendent of the other characters. And so he's such a, I guess he has his own song, and he's like an integral part of the show. So rather than cut his scenes from the play,
mm-hmm.
they kind of half-assed and said that this weekend's performances are dedicated to the memory of Gary Coleman. So that's their out.
How backwards. Mm. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Dallas.
Yeah. I want to tell you my favorite memory of Gary Coleman. It's kind of obscure, but I don't know if you ever guys watched Different Strokes, but one time he said, "What you talking about, Willis?"
You know, Jim, I'm sorry. Somebody brought that up. You must not have been listening.
You were
somebody,
beaten to that.
Somebody brought that, but it's a great point.
It's bringing a tear to my eye right now.
Yeah. You can't.
No one ever really remembers that, though.
You know, that was a special, very special moment, and I'm sorry somebody already brought it up. It's great to hear it again.
You know what my favorite Gary Coleman moment was?
What?
The episode of Different Strokes when he walked in on Dana Plato toying herself.